So we're here with Betty around the Art Encounter, and she's been working with the bus and a few other things. Can you just tell us how today's been going on? What's been good, what's been bad, any strange things?
Okay, the rhythm has been very, very good. First, because the day is lovely, and people who is coming in bus is fantastic to arrive and to see the exhibition divided in between Hemet Place and the center. So people look great. I think people is a bit kind of surprised of this great thing that is going on. And all the rhythm is fine. The thing is also that Johanna, for example, because I'm usually talking with the microphone, but today I wanted to make somebody that has been involved in the project, working on the project, that to take the microphone and to talk. So it has been very, very interesting, because it's now the word is yet more spread, and it's great, it's great. So not really, just to be careful when we are near the library, because the bus is too high and the trees are too low. And well, thanks God everything is okay, all the heads are fine.
And is there a bus stop up there yet? Do we have a bus stop up the top of the Emmett Place?
Yeah, it's still, because now in 10 minutes we are going to go up, so the bus is there, yeah, waiting. Okay. Was that your question?
Well, I'm wondering, have we made a bus stop yet for the bus, so people can see where the bus stop is?
Well, there are a few signals on the floor, on the surface of the street with chalk, so yeah, I'd say that people will know. So okay. I'm just going to try to attract somebody to come up to Mayfield.
Yeah. And just one last thing. We've been trying to ask all these people on the streets to share their dream with the world, and we're actually finding it quite difficult. A lot of people feel they're going, oh no, and some of them even run away. Like, why do you think this is? The children, a lot of children have no problems. They'll write what they want to be or what they like or whatever. But the older people, adults, are finding it very difficult. It's challenging a lot of things. What are your views about that?
Well, probably because the main thing of the adult people is to bring to the surface the dreams, like to realize and to become aware that everybody has dreams. And I say that we need to go further, yeah, to break down loads of boundaries of, I don't know, intellect and crazy rhythms of life, and just to stop and to say, what I really want, what is my dream, what I would like to do, to be. And children have very, very easy, it's more than, I don't know if it's the, well, it's children, but yeah, the adult people, we forget what's a dream, so probably it's going to take a bit of time, but yeah, we will get it.
Do you think that we actually forget to actually take the time to stop and go, like, whether it's to play games or to just, you know, have adventures, but to actually go, okay, what do I want?
What do I want to do?
Seeing as I'm going to be dead, like, in so many years.
Yeah. I say that, for example, now the people live more with the fears than with the dreams, and it's more important the fears and this kind of bad rhythm and that drive us crazy than, for example, to see what we really want in positive and in shiny way. So we will try.
Exactly. Okay, so maybe this piece of art together might shake up a little few people. And okay, well, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. We're leaving. Bye-bye.